A gentleman by the name of Frank Broyles became the head coach at the University of Arkansas in 58.
Frank Broyles came from Missouri in 1958. Jack Mitchell, who I played for 3 years, left and took a job at the University of Kansas. Jack died this year. I just recently attended a memorial for Jack Mitchell no more than 2 weeks ago in Wellington, Kansas. At that memorial were Kansas players, Gale Sayers, who played for Jack, John Hadle, and Curtis McClinton, other great players. These names might not mean much to someone, but they did to me because they were all Americans. They had great professional careers. They're in the NFL Hall of Fame. They were wonderful athletes in my era. I was asked to come because I represented the Arkansas contention that Jack had coached. But Jack had come and stayed for 3 years and left. Then there was a coach named Frank Broyles who had played at Georgia Tech University for Bobby Dodd, who came to Arkansas, who was the coach and athletic director for Arkansas for 50 years and had more impact than any man on Arkansas athletics that has ever lived. Frank, had he not come to the University of Arkansas, we might not be doing this interview today because he had that impact on me and was the one that directed me into the coaching profession and gave me the opportunity to become a coach on his staff after I graduated. He also brought with him my mentor, a person by the name of Jim McKenzie, a person that had a tremendous impact and influence on my coaching career and my life, who became the head coach of Oklahoma in 1966 and brought me here. I was the first coach that he hired. I came with him in January of 1966. But Frank came in 58. In 1959, my senior year, I was a captain of the team that won Frank Broyles' first Southwest Conference championship. We had a team that went to the Gator Bowl and defeated Georgia Tech for the first time Georgia Tech had ever lost a bowl game. So 1959 was a great year for us. It was a great year for Arkansas. Frank considered me a leader of his football team, and he saw something in me. And after I did my service in the United States military, which all students had to do at that time, we had a military obligation to perform to our country. After I'd completed mine, I joined Frank's staff in the fall of 1960, and I became assistant coach, and I coached 7 years before I came to Oklahoma.
Times were good for you, but then what's going on back home while this is all going on?
Well, back home, my mother and my younger brother were still living the same lifestyle that I had remembered I had grown up in as a young boy. And it had probably gotten worse, as my brother tells me. I talked earlier about my not competing in the classroom. My brother had made a decision early on that he felt like he would not be the athlete and accomplish the same things that I had as a younger brother. Seeing his older brother being an athlete in high school, did not know whether he could be that, so he took a different path. He was going to accomplish something in the classroom. He was going to compete in the classroom like I had competed on the football field. My brother became an outstanding student, was accepted to Dartmouth College, graduated with honors cum laude, and was accepted to Duke, Virginia, and Vanderbilt Law School. He went to Vanderbilt Law School because it was closer to home, and he graduated from Vanderbilt.